Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Dover's April 20th municipal election has a single contested race with three candidates vying for the at-large city council seat. And on this week's edition of The Green, Delaware Public Media's Roman Battaglia talks to a pair of those candidates, starting with Andre Bogarty. Bogarty is a human resources and labor relations professional originally from Detroit. He says he fell in love with Dover after being stationed at Dover Air Force Base.
How long have you lived in Dover?
Approximately 29, almost 30 years now. I was stationed here in 1992, and Dover's been my home ever since.
Okay, so you're stationed here at the Dover Air Force Base.
I was stationed here at Dover Air Force Base, yes. I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do now?
Right now, I work in the field of human resources, which has been the lion's share of my career. I am currently a contractor with the federal government, where I'm an investigator, but I investigate ERLR matters, employee and labor relations matters, negotiations, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
With unions and in management. So I negotiate issues that may come up within the workplace.
Mm-hmm. And I've actually talked with quite a few people who kind of were stationed at the Dover Air Force Base and loved it there and decided to stay here. Why did you decide to stay in Dover? What makes you love the city?
Oh, wow. What makes me love the city? Well, my family, obviously. You know, it's a great place to raise a family. In my opinion, I've Dover's been good to me. The city has embraced me as well. So it has loved me back through community service and watching my kids go to school here, and just everything about Dover, in my opinion. I mean, it's close to everywhere. If I wanted to take an hour and a half drive, I can be in any big city. I'm originally from Detroit, so I know what the big city life is about, and I loved it as well. But to raise a family, Dover is just a centrally located place where you can get a bang for your buck. It's affordable. And for me, it's affordable, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience with my family. When I say family, I mean my friends in the community, people I've met who I've known for years. So I just appreciate what Dover has done for me. So now it's my time to try to continue to give something back to this great city.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to ask you next is, you know, what's motivating you right now to run for city council? Why did you decide that now is the time?
I think now is the time for me. One, it's just there's a need. I think I'm available to lend my expertise through life experiences, through professional experiences that I can contribute to a city. And when I say that, just to join the city council team, the individuals who have served on a city council before me and currently serving, and it's a yeoman's job. So now it's time to join a team to continue to build upon and address issues that we have. I mean, let's just admit, Dover is not the same. That doesn't necessarily mean it's bad, but it's not the same as it was in 1992 or even 2000. So I believe it's time for me with some experience and not only that, just some resolutions and solutions that I believe that I can add my experience in negotiating through union contracts and employing labor relations. I believe it would be an asset to the city council and to the city as a whole to get things done, to make sure that we understand that, you seek those win-win situations and answers and some of the issues that we face. And as I've walked through the city, even more recently, I spent some time downtown Dover. I walked and spoke to business owners last Saturday. And the truth of the matter is everybody wants the same thing. It's just how do we get on the same page? And everybody wants safety for our city. Everybody wants to make sure that businesses are thriving. Everybody wants to make sure that our infrastructure is sound and that we're prepared for the growth. Obviously, there's the homelessness issue and vagrancy issue, and that that continues to be a hot topic of discussion. And everybody wants the same thing. It's just, how do we get there? But my experience as a negotiator, with my love for the city, with my desire to want to better the city for everyone, I think that's what's driving me.
Mm-hmm. So you sort of witnessed not necessarily a downfall, but like a degradation in the city since you've been living here, and you think that your skills are necessary to help bring the city up.
I don't want to call it a downfall. I don't want to call it a downfall. I want to call it, we're just experiencing what every town USA has experienced. We've lived through some times. I mean, whether it's economic challenges, whether it's now, obviously, the pandemic challenges. And there, you know, every city USA will experience some of this and has experienced what we're experiencing. So I don't want to call it a downfall, because our mayor, our police chief, our, you know, the city council, we're, you know, the things that they've done to sustain a city, other grassroots organizations have worked hard to, you know, to provide services as well. But I will tell you that we're experiencing more of what we would call bigger city problems here in our town. So, so it's just time for us to kind of think a little more macro. Some of the things that probably worked in the past, just, you know, we may need to add to that, or we may need to think a little. We may need to utilize what I call a softer eye and see things a little more broader, and use a little bit more resources and tap into other areas to see what they've done to address certain issues. Because, you know, again, that's Dover is not the big city, but we're experiencing some of the same issues as big cities, bigger cities. So that's the goal, to make sure that we tap into the resources. And again, it's not a downfall. We're just evolving as a place. I love Dover, and I don't ever want to say we're going backwards or anything like that. It's just the evolution of the times we're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you say big city problems and thinking on a sort of macro level, are you basically saying that, you know, Dover is just becoming this larger or more developed city, and there are bigger, different needs that need to be met in the city as a whole?
Yes, that, and then more of them. More of them. You know, the population has increased because Dover is a great place to live. So people have, you know, I'm not the only one who's made Dover my home because of everything it has to offer, from a great educational system that you don't have to pay for, where if you were in a bigger city to get the education that we receive in public schools, you would almost have to go to a private school. So to be able to, have the caliber of houses that you're able to buy, you get more bang for your buck and the tax-free. So people, you know, it's no longer a secret. So people have made Dover's home. So the populations grow. When populations grow, those other challenges come with it. Mm-hmm. And some good things as well. You know, there's good and bad with it as well. So.
Yeah. I mean, you've been talking a little bit about your, you know, qualifications and the things you could kind of bring to city council. What do you think sets you apart from your opponents running against you in this race?
Well, I try not to focus too much to differentiate myself or focus on what my opponents bring. I just know what I bring. I don't want to speak, you know, ill of either of them. I wish them nothing but the best. And if either of them win, they can count on me to be supportive. I will tell you that my professional experience lends itself very well to what we need to accomplish today. For example, one of the issues that we're going to have to come to a resolution to is not just homeless. There's an issue of parking meters downtown. There are individuals who want parking meters. There are businesses who don't want parking meters. So we have to find a happy medium, and that's going to come through negotiating. That's going to come to having, you know, competent conversations, as I like to call, to find really, you know, why each side's interests are where they are. And I have skill sets in developing in or getting to the root causes of why individuals have certain interests and then find some commonality. So I do that for a living. I do that every day, all day. So I think that's kind of, you know, I'll bring that. I also, you know, not just downtown. I do understand that the at-large seat represents all of Dover. So, I think, you know, it's great to know your city. I'm currently on a police chief advisory council, so I'm on that now. I'm working with our great police chief and the police force and, you know, in their new community policing initiative. Well, listen, we can complain, but sometimes you have to get off the couch. You can't armchair quarterback the issues that we face in our city. So for me, I don't want to call it a difference. That's my motive. I don't want to speak on the other two individuals. My motive is to get in there, not armchair quarterback, and be part of the solution where we are. So I, again, you know, nothing. I don't want to speak about the other two individuals because that's not what we need at this time, especially during this political climate. I wish them nothing but the best in their campaign, but I do consider myself a very qualified, competent individual who will serve the city who will be proud to serve the city and will do well in the role as the year next city council member here in our great city of Dover, Delaware.
Thanks to Dover City Council candidate Andre Bogarty for his time on The Green this week. Dover's municipal election is April 20th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Elks Lodge on Salisbury Road. More information about the election can be found on the City of Dover's website. And stay with us. We hear from the second of the three candidates in that Dover City Council race, LaVon McCutcheon, next. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.